Okay. To open my message this morning, I want to look at some sort of some old school stuff here for a minute. We all know that the children of Israel complained in the wilderness, and they complained a lot in the wilderness, and they complained. We know about the issue with food when they missed the food back in Egypt, and so they fetched a lot in the wilderness, and this was one of the instances that they did that, you know, fetched, complained, whining, and so this particular instance here, let's go to Exodus 16:3 this morning as I open the message, and we'll take a look at this. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Now, I didn't say it quite with the whining, complaining voice that they might have done it. But I think by reading this, you get the idea. Imagine, these are people. And we talk about this every once in a while because it almost seems unbelievable. You know, they had the, you know, the plagues were put upon Egypt and Pharaoh, and the Red Sea opened up so that they could go through. And the first thing they're doing already, they're complaining, and they say, we wish we would be back there eating the meat and eating the bread and eating to be full, and we wish we would have it. Better off that we should die in the wilderness. And so God in his mercy provided for them. Let's take a look at the next verse here. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not." And so this is one of the earliest testings that Israel had. And here's the test. Let's look at the next verse. "And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And so this is really what he was doing. He was testing them. God was bringing down the manna every morning, and there would be just enough for everyone. And then God said, "Eat your fill, eat as much as you want, but don't save any over. I'm going to rain down just enough for you, but don't gather more than you need for your family. Eat it all up and don't leave any over." In other words, don't hoard it for yourself. "I'm going to give you fresh manna every morning. The double portion that you have on Friday will be good for you for that day and for the next day, Shabbat. I don't want you harvesting on Shabbat." That was their work. They were in the wilderness, and that was really one of their only works that they had to do. And so he said, I've commanded you not to work on the Shabbat, and this was one of the tests. So I'm going to bring double manna down. Take up a double harvest of everything that you need and your family needs, and then you'll have enough for Friday and Saturday. So let's look at Exodus 16, verses 18, 19, and 20. "So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's needs. And Moses said, 'Let no one leave any of it till morning.' Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses." What's new? "And some of them left part of it until the morning. and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. So what happened was, whatever they hoarded for themselves as extra, it got worms in it instantly and started to stink. So they couldn't eat it anyway. God provided just enough for them. He gave them no more, and he gave them no less. God provided just enough. In our Haftarah portion this morning from 2 Kings, we see God providing in a very similar way. And I want to take a look at that this morning. 2 Kings 4, verses 1 and 2. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but one jar of oil. So one vessel of oil. One vessel of oil wouldn't be enough to pay the creditor. It must have been a large amount that she owed, because if she didn't give the money, she would be giving her two sons to become slaves or servants to the creditor. And so let's look at the next few verses here. And then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you've come in, you'll shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set it aside, and set aside the full ones. So you see what happened? God multiplied the one vessel of oil. He told them to get all the neighbors' empty vessels, bring them in, and from the one vessel of oil, he started filling all of the vessels of oil. He multiplied the oil from just the one. Now let's look at verse 6. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there's not another vessel. In other words, they had gathered all the vessels. And so the oil ceased. That was it. God didn't provide any more oil. He didn't need to. God provided just enough to fill every one of the vessels. I can only assume if they found another half a dozen empty vessels from the neighbors, the oil would have been enough to fill the empty vessels. But there were no more vessels, and then it said the oil ceased. God gives just enough. We see that in the manna, and we see that in our Haftarah portion this morning. You know, there's a difference between saving for a rainy day and hoarding as much as you can. It's okay to save for a rainy day. It's okay to save money. But hoarding is a totally different thing. You know, you see these the program on TV with the hoarders. And in order for the camera people to get through the house, they've got to start pulling stuff out of the way to build a path from one end of the room to the other. You know, you ever see that? So here's why. It's okay to save for a rainy day. It's even okay to save a lot for a rainy day if you think you need it for a rainy day. But hoarding as much as you can, here's the problem. You think that only you can provide for your life. You're not relying on God at all. And so in your frantic condition, you start hoarding, and it's never enough. That's what hoarding is about. And why is it never enough? Because if you don't depend on the Lord and you only depend on yourself, you don't know where the cutoff is. God knows where the cutoff is. God knows when it is enough. God knows what you need. As a matter of fact, God knows what we need better than we know what we need. And so when we don't rely on God and we only rely on ourselves, many times we start hoarding. We start taking more than we really need. And so it also shows that we're not relying on the Lord. In our lives, we need to rely on the Lord a lot more than we usually do, normally on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not just talking about saving and all these things. But usually, most of us, we just don't, no matter how much faith we have in Him, so many times we just feel we better do something because we don't think our prayers to the Lord is going to be enough. So while it's true that God and His treasures are limitless, because Psalm 50 says He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, God's treasures are limitless. And even though they're limitless, He is going to provide what we need, and many oftentimes, no more and no less. And we need to realize that. So we need to look at both sides of this issue here. So let's go. Now I'm going to go to Philippians and the Brit Hadashah in the New Testament. Just going to look at one verse here, Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Messiah Yeshua. According to His riches and glory. Now, His riches and glory are bountiful. His riches and glory are never ending. His riches and glory are more than we could even count. But that doesn't mean that He's going to give us more than abundance. He's going to give us more than we ever need and keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. It doesn't mean that. God is going to give us what we need, and many times He's going to give us no more and no less. No matter what some people try to teach, and I know this teaching has been out there for 40, 50 years. The teaching is, you name it and claim it. And it's not true. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if it was left to us, we would name it and 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 name it. We wouldn't stop naming. And we would want to keep claiming it and claiming it and claiming it and claiming it. And there wouldn't be enough. And we keep claiming it and claiming it and claiming it. We would never be satisfied. Do you ever see the situation where people that have so much money, an abundance of money, and yet they want more? And if they have to do it illegally, they do it. You see people that are billionaires and they do things illegal for money. Why are you doing it? Why take a chance? You've got so much money because it's never enough. Because they're not allowing God to provide their needs. They're counting on themselves. It's all about themselves. It's not about the Lord. And so they don't stop because they're never happy and never satisfied. So if they were one of the name it and claim it people, they would be one of the people that would be naming it and naming it and naming it, and they never stop because they want to keep claiming. And no matter how much they would claim from the Lord, after they pray to the Lord, it wouldn't be enough. Oh, it might be enough initially. Give it a couple of weeks. It wouldn't be enough. And they keep praying for more and more and more and more. And so people try to teach this today, but we can't name it and claim it. It sounds good. But then there's a lot of disappointed people out there. Because when we name it, or we pray about something, sometimes God's answer is no. Or it's not time yet. It'll come in my appointed time. Name it and claim it means you pray for it and you name it and it's going to come in your mailbox the next day. It just doesn't work that way. Sorry, folks. He's going to supply all of our needs. Not necessarily our desires. There's a difference between what we need and what we desire. Sometimes we desire what we need, and that's okay. But so many often we desire things that we don't really need. And so he doesn't necessarily give you what you're desiring here. It's not a matter of if God can answer a prayer. It's about his will. It's about his timing. It's about your heart. These all come into the mix. And so if our heart is right, this is what it says. Let's go to Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Oh, wait a minute. He's going to give us the desires of our heart. But didn't he just say he doesn't necessarily give you what you desire? He gives you what you need. But wait a minute. But this is saying he's going to give you the desires of your heart. If God is the giver of good things, then good things are worth the wait here. And so the thing is, our heart has to be right. If our heart is right, then our desire is going to be right. If our heart isn't right, the desire is going to be a purely self-centered, godless desire if we really look into it and see what the root of the thing is. And so it says that delight yourself also in the Lord, and the Lord is going to give you the desire of your heart. But that's if we delight in the Lord. Is the Lord our delight? In other words, is the Lord our priority here? If the Lord is our priority and we delight in the Lord, then he is also going to give, he will give us the desires of our heart, because the desires of our heart is not going to be a self-centered desire. It's going to be according to his will. It's going to be according to his will. God knows what is just enough on both ends. He knows what we need, and he knows how much we need. And although we don't always see that at the moment, he knows how much we need, and he knows what we need. And he knows what we don't need. So we need to look at it on both ends. Sometimes too much of a good thing, like manna, will start to stink. And so we need to be aware of that. And so we would all do well in letting the Lord determine and provide for each and every one of us. And he will do it in our daily lives. My message this morning is sort of a basic old school kind of message this morning, but I just felt that we need to look at these things and the priorities of these things in our lives. And so I'm leaving with one scripture this morning, and that is the end of my message this morning. And I leave us with Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Sometimes it says that he will set your path straight. And he's going to do that. But we need to look at all these things. We need to trust with all of our heart. And not to lean on our understanding. Not look at our ways and methods of providing. Sometimes God will provide for us the way we thought we should be provided. He'll do that. But it's up to God to do that. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. That needs to be the priority. And He will set our path straight. And He's going to do that each and every day. And the path isn't always, you know, His straight path is not always our straight path. Sometimes we need to take a little detour here and there. And He does it because He wants to test us. He wants us to go through learning processes. And so it may be His straight path. But for us, it may seem, Lord, why are you bringing me here? Why are you bringing me there? We need to trust in the Lord and know that it's His straight path, and He's going to keep that a straight path if we are trusting with all of our hearts. So just a word for us this morning as we are here today worshiping the Lord and listening to His work this morning on Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.